This is Free Talk Live. We kick off Hour 2, Saturday edition of the show. We're here live. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is for free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. And still to come, the story about the Army recruiters caught lying through their teeth. But first, we go to the phones and to the fun to John in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, John. Oh, as John's cell phone takes a dump.
Oh, well.
All righty, then. So, ABC News has done an undercover report, Mark. An undercover investigation showing Army recruiters telling students that the war in Iraq was over. And more than that, too. In an effort to get them to enlist. Apparently we did.
That's good.
And as you are aware, we did win the technical war, you know, where it was the government versus the Iraqi government, the U.S. government versus Iraqi government.
But
we did win that.
It's the peace that's been so difficult to win there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to have an army try to police a nation really is sort of, it's not a good use of an army.
Well, ABC News, a New York affiliate WABC, equipped students with hidden video cameras before they visited 10 Army recruitment offices in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. One student asks a recruiter, "Nobody's going to over to Iraq anymore?" Recruiter replies, "No, we're bringing people back. We're not at war. War ended a long time ago," says another recruiter. Last year, the Army suspended recruiting nationwide to retrain recruiters following hundreds of allegations of improprieties. One Colorado student taped a recruiting session posing as a drug-addicted dropout. "You mean I'm not going to get in trouble?" the student asked. The recruiters told him no, then helped him to cheat to sign up. We talked about that story when it happened.
Yeah.
During the ABC News sessions, they actually went out and bought him a test clean kit. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because he admitted to using drugs, which wasn't really true. It was just posing. It was just a story.
These recruiters are really being pushed to bring new recruits in, and it's causing them to break the rules.
Exactly. During the ABC News session, some recruiters told our students that if they enlisted, there'd be little chance they'd go to Iraq. But Colonel Robert Manning, who's in charge of the U.S. Army recruiting for the entire Northeast, said that new recruits were likely to go to Iraq. "I would not disagree with that. We are a nation and an army at war still," said Manning. He looked at the ABC News video of his recruiters and said, "It's hard to believe some of the things that they're telling prospective applicants. I still believe that this is the exception more than the norm. I visited many stations myself, and I know that we have many wonderful Americans serving in uniform as recruiters." Isn't that nice? How he just glosses right over what's going on here. Oh, it's just a few bad apples. But isn't it interesting how it's so easy to uncover the bad apples? All you have to do is send a kid in with an undercover camera or something to record the encounter, and then they just let loose with their lies and misinformation.
Well, it doesn't really matter how much they lie or misinform. Once your name's on that piece of paper, you're in the Army, son.
Yeah, you can't get out by saying, "Well, wait a minute, he said I wasn't going to get sent to Iraq."
Well, the recruiter said that I wasn't supposed to go. The war was over.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you out, because if you try to leave, you're going to be considered AWOL, and they're going to come after you.
Yep, you're going to jail.
Yeah, a military brig.
It's not like they pay real well in the military or anything. I don't understand why people do it. If I decide to get a job at McDonald's, I can leave any time I want to. If I get a job in the military, I'm there for 4 years, and if I try to leave, I'm going to jail.
Oh, well, apparently you didn't talk to the right recruiter, because ABC News found one recruiter who even claimed if you didn't like the Army, you could just quit.
Oh, my.
Quote, "It's called a failure to adapt discharge. It's an entry-level discharge, so it won't affect anything on your record. It'll be just like it never happened." Manning, however, disagrees with the ease the recruiter describes. "I believe it's not as easy as he would lead you to believe it is." Indeed, it's not. Sue Niederer, whose son Seth joined the Army in 2002, said she was all too familiar with this recruiter's lies. "They need to do anything they possibly can to get recruits," she said. And her son, by the way, was sent to Iraq, subsequently killed by a roadside bomb. Niederer said she wasn't surprised by what ABC News had found. She believes it's still a widespread problem. She said that recruiters told Seth he wouldn't be put into combat. 90% are going to be putting their lives on the line for our country. Tell them the truth. That's all. Just tell them the truth. And they're sweetening the pot, right? They're increasing the recruiting bonuses and everything like that. Apparently, that's just not good enough. apparently the cash bonuses and the cars and everything, not enough. You got to lie to the kids and tell them they're not going to war. Tell them the war's over.
Well, you know, if they paid more, then more people would go. And that's just the simple truth to it. I don't see why they've got to tell lies and misinform. And they absolutely are doing that. Why they have to, you know, misinform these kids.
Is this appropriate? Do you think this is appropriate to lie to kids to get them into war?
I can't imagine who would agree with that.
800-259-9231. Apparently the recruiters would. Some of them. 1-800-259-9231. We go to the phones to the fun. Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Brett, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on so soon.
What's up?
I just wanted to talk about, I don't know if you heard, my school in West Des Moines, Valley High School, is having they're performing the Laramie Project, which is a play that promotes tolerance, and, you know, it's about Matthew Shepard, who was killed because he was gay. Anyway, the Westboro Baptist Church, who's the anti-gay, you know Fred Phelps.
Fred Phelps,
all those guys.
Yeah.
Yep. They were at my school, and I'm actually just driving back to work. I was doing it on my break, but I went to check it out and took some pictures. I just wanted to say, those guys are just so, they're just absolutely insane with what they say, and they have little, you know, 6-, 7-, 8-year-old kids out there holding signs. These kids don't even know what they're protesting for. I mean, they've got these kids so brainwashed that they're pretty much screwed for life. I mean, they're not even going to be able to interact with society.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if the brainwashing will stick for their entire lives.
I don't know, man.
They may wake up someday. I'm sure there are stories out there. There may be people listening that have, you know, were involved with an evangelical movement and had managed to pull away from it, to get away from the brainwashing.
These guys are worse than evangelical, I think,
What is their point in protesting this? The fact that it's about a gay guy and it shouldn't be in the schools or something?
Is that, and the play promotes tolerance. They don't like that it promotes tolerance. And so they're here protesting, you know, saying that they were doing the whole God hates, I don't know if I can say it on the air.
Right. Yeah. So they were there to show how intolerant they were, basically.
Right. And I also wanted to say real quick that I was taking some pictures and some videos with my phone, and there was one guy who ran, because there was people across the street protesting the protesters. Well, a couple of guys ran across the street and kind of, you know, jumped over the barricades. And the police just tackled this dude. One of them, I mean, I heard him, like, saying, ow. The police was like, police officer, one of them was jamming his knee into his back, had him on the ground. I tried to catch a video of it, and I'm going to, once I get home, I'll check it out, see if it turned out. But I'll post it on the BBS if, you know, if it turned
out. Brett, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, man. Good job tonight. 800-259-9231. He's talking about our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. You can go there and look for that later if he posts that online. So they're just showing how intolerant they are. Can't have any talk about gays going on in these here government schools.
Well, it sounds like there was some intolerance going on both sides.
What do you mean?
Well, there was protesters protesting the protesters, and it was one of the protesters protesting the protesters that was trying to jump a barricade in order to, I guess, get to the other protesters?
I don't know. It was hard to determine what exactly was going on there. But just because you're jumping a barricade doesn't make you intolerant.
Well, emotions are running high.
Indeed. 1-800-259-9231. So whether it be recruiters or these intolerant individuals that just can't stand the idea that they live in the same country as gay people, I mean, why can't you just do something else with your time? Can't you go out and recruit people for your church in a nice way? Can't you go have a potluck dinner or something like that, like most churches do? I mean, this is Fred Phelps. Is there anybody else out there that's at that level? I mean, as far as going from place to place throughout the country?
Yeah.
Isn't his church from the East Coast?
Traveling to protest.
Right. Isn't his church in Kentucky or something like that?
I don't know where his church is.
I don't think it's in Iowa.
But I know he travels.
Yeah, I don't think it's in Iowa. I mean, so they'll just go wherever they want to go. And by the way, interesting point of fact about the Fred Phelps guy and his church. His church apparently is made up, a good chunk of it, of his family members. Apparently there's a lot of inbreeding going on, that sort of thing, you know. They keep it to the family, basically. You know, sisters, and mother's aunts, uncle, that sort of thing. People all in the family in that church. Kind of
That's
a
very
freaky,
strange.
Yeah, freaky backwoods sort of situation. 800-259-9231, that's the number for you. You take control of the airwaves. On the way here, the Saddam Hussein verdict is going to be delivered, apparently, coming up tomorrow, or I guess it's probably already tomorrow in Iraq as we're doing the show here. And they're possibly going to be doing a curfew. We'll get to the details on that. Your calls as well. It is Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system. Over 140,000 posts await you there. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. And like the rest of the features on our website, it's totally free. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered and learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. So, apparently, Saddam, the trial, expected to, I guess it's wrapped up. The verdict is expected probably within hours. And awfully convenient that it's happening to come right before the elections here in the United States. But nonetheless, what's going on over in Iraq now, Mark?
Well, it looks like there's not going to be any leave for military officers over there. Iraq canceled leave Friday for all military officers 2 days before an expected verdict.
For Iraqi military officers?
It looks that way.
Yeah, okay.
And a possible death sentence for the for Saddam Hussein and his trial. For the second time this week, a top Bush administration official huddled with the Iraqi prime minister. Many of Saddam's fellow Sunni Arabs, along with some Shiites and Kurds, are predicting a firestorm of violence if the court sentences the ex-president to death, as widely expected. Of course, there could very well be a firestorm of violence if they don't. Bloodshed is already high, with police finding the bodies of 83 torture victims throughout the capital between 6 a.m. Thursday and 6 p.m. Friday.
Yikes.
36 hours. Most Shiites, including Prime Minister Nouari, are likely to be enraged if he escapes the gallows. Al-Maliki declared last month that he expected this criminal tyrant to be executed, saying that he would likely break the will of Saddam's followers in the insurgency.
So what are the potential outcomes here? Execution? What, life in prison?
Life in prison?
Total exoneration? Let him off? Let him out of the courtroom?
I can't imagine that happens. But
is that an option? Is that even on the table?
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Okay.
It's a trial. Could very well happen.
Hmm.
And the judge has said some really interesting things in that trial.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not a dictator.
I don't understand.
You weren't a tyrant. Well, the judge has said that to Saddam.
You weren't, like, positive things towards Saddam?
Yes.
Hmm.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
Maybe reinstate him? As the president of Iraq, wouldn't that be a slap in the face?
I don't think the court could do that.
Okay.
But if he got out, I would think.
Well, now,
war again.
Now the only reason why he is no longer the head of Iraq is because he's in jail, right? I mean, if they let him out, wouldn't he de facto by default be essentially the head of Iraq again? Or have they done something to sort of override that in between now and then?
I don't know.
you can better believe he's the head of Iraq.
He certainly lost the war.
Right. I understand he lost the war, and he was arrested and thrown in the brig and everything, and now he's on trial. But if Saddam Hussein is let walk out of the courtroom tomorrow, of course, how long he'll be walking after he gets out of the courtroom is another question. But you can better believe that he's gonna think he's still in charge, and he's going to want to go back to his palaces and rule the country again.
Yeah, I would think that's true.
I think the odds are against that particular thing happening, but...
Right. We may not be able to stop the insurgency in Iraq, but we can certainly stop Saddam Hussein from getting back in power. I mean, he's not a power in Iraq.
No, not anymore. Well, so now they're actually looking at a curfew, right, for tomorrow?
Yeah, correct. Let's see. There was discussion of imposing a curfew on Sunday. All vacations will be canceled, and all those who are on vacation must return. At one point during the meeting, Al-Maliki could be heard...
Yes, returns you can die in the ensuing fracas.
Upbraiding his military brass for failing to stop the capital's unbridled violence. But attacks are not limited to Baghdad. Let's see, I'm going to skip over here. Hassan al-Sanad, a top Al-Maliki aide and lawmaker for his Dawa party, said, at this time, the Iraqi leader was using the GOP's vulnerability in the coming midterm congressional elections to leverage concessions from the White House, particularly the speedy withdrawal of American forces from Iraq and to U.S. bases throughout the country. So, it looks like it could be bad stuff going
on
here.
It's always bad. I mean, it's bad in Iraq. I mean, this isn't going to make it
worse.
Yeah, whichever way this goes, it's not going to get better.
When
right?
we wake up in the morning, there's going to be some bad news in Iraq.
Well, there's other bad news. The Bush administration has told a federal judge the terrorism suspects held in secret CIA prisons, you know, the ones that aren't so secret anymore, should not be allowed to reveal details of the so-called alternative interrogation methods that their captors use to get them to talk. The government says in new court filings, according to the Washington Post, that those interrogation methods are now among the nation's most sensitive national security secrets, and that their release, even the detainees' own attorneys... could, or even to the detainees' own attorneys, quote, could be reasonably expected to cause extremely grave damage, unquote. Terrorists but allegedly used the information to train in counter-interrogation techniques and foil government efforts to elicit information about their methods and plots, according to the government documents submitted to this particular judge. Do you understand what's going on here, Mark? They're essentially saying, you detainee folk, you can't talk about what we did to you.
I can't imagine what's going to stop them, by the way.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the threat of detaining them again?
Oh, you mean while they're... hold on. Are they being released or not?
Well, the battle over legal rights for terrorism suspects detained for years in CIA prison centers on Majid Khan, a 26-year-old former Cantonsville resident who was one of 14 high-value detainees transferred in September from the black sites to the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A lawyer with the Center for Constitutional Rights, which represents many detainees at Guantanamo, is seeking emergency access to him. So they still got the guy. He's down in Guantanamo, been transferred over from the CIA secret prisons, and now that we know that he exists and we know where he is, this lawyer wants to talk to him. The government, in trying to block lawyers' access to the 14 detainees, effectively asserts that detainees' experiences are a secret that should never be shared with the public, which means that they probably don't want to let this guy out alive, wouldn't you think? If they don't want to let him talk to this lawyer, they certainly don't want to let him out at any time in the future, because he might just chat about what happened to him.
Yeah, if he's too dangerous to even allow to speak to his lawyer, then it wouldn't seem like they're ever going to let him go. I mean, certainly not while the Bush administration's in charge.
Because Khan was, quote, detained by the CIA in this program, he may have come into possession of information including locations of detention, conditions of detention, and alternative interrogation techniques that's classified as top secret, said the CIA officer bureaucrat spokesperson, using the acronym for Sensitive Compartmented Information. Jintalji Guterres, an attorney for Khan's family, responded in a court document that there's no evidence that Khan had top-secret information. Rather, she said, the executive branch is attempting to misuse its classification authority to conceal illegal or embarrassing executive conduct. Of course they are. Of course they want to conceal it. Because they're torturing people! And they know that if this attorney gets access to this guy, that he's going to tell his story, as he should. He's going to tell his story about the techniques that the CIA or whoever it was that they allowed to torture him used on this man.
Padilla's attorney has said that they waterboarded him and kept him in
And fed him drugs and stuff.
And kept him in cold, you know, remarkably cold rooms and
right.
Played music while so he couldn't sleep. I mean, this is an American citizen held.
That's right.
That they're... I would call that torture.
So is this guy.
It's certainly cruel and unusual punishment as outlined by the Fifth Amendment.
Well, so is this guy. This guy is also an American citizen, 26-year-old from Cantonsville. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Do you think it's appropriate to lock off access to this guy because of the fact that he might just reveal that this was torture that he experienced? Should we keep him quiet? 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-4604. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-4604. That's 1-800-771-4604.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Your show, you take control. 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, that's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got the listener map. Over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to it. You can, too. Or just surf around and see where and who our listeners are. Map.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That is map.freetalklive.com. Talking about torture, specifically of 14, at least 14 detainees that were sent to CIA prisons, those secret prisons that George Bush admitted to this year, that they've now been plucked out of and brought to Guantanamo Bay. One in particular, Majid Khan, a 26-year-old former Cantonsville resident, who is in question here. A lawyer would like to talk to him, because he wants to make sure he's okay. He's with the Center for Constitutional Rights, and he wants emergency access. Now, the government is attempting to block the access. A U.S. court is being asked to bar detainees from talking about interrogations. They won't. If he gets access to this guy, he will be monitored and prevented from revealing information about his treatment at the secret CIA prisons.
It's amazing how they can make the prisoners, keep classified information,
isn't it? Kathleen Bloomquist, a Justice Department spokesperson, said yesterday the details of the CIA program must be protected from disclosure. She said the lawyer's proposal for talking with Khan is inadequate to protect unique and potentially highly classified information that's vital to our country's ability to fight terrorism. They just love trotting out it's because of terrorism. We're just ignoring the right to due process, consulting with an attorney, all of the rights that you normally have, habeas corpus, all of that. That's all out the window. But it's okay, America, because we're going to keep you safe. They just love to trot that out.
I hate that they use that whole safety thing as the reason for this, because I don't want you to keep me safe. I want you to protect my constitutional rights.
What? Do you want more terrorists flying planes into buildings?
Well, I think that the terrorists flew planes into our buildings because we were out practicing, you know, foreign interventionism, and we're out in the Middle East where our army doesn't belong, and we're...
Well, whatever, we're there now, Mark. Are you telling me that you don't want this country to be safe?
Let's leave. Let's issue an apology to every one of those countries, the all 131 countries out of 190 UN member states that we're in. Let's issue an apology to the citizens. I don't care about their government, whether their government wants us there or not, because their government doesn't represent them in the same way this government doesn't represent me. Let's issue an apology, bring our troops home.
Joseph Margulies, a Northwestern University law professor who's represented several detainees at Guantanamo, said the prisoners, quote, can't even say what our government did to these guys to elicit the statements that are the basis for them being held. Kafkaesque doesn't do it justice. This is Alice in Wonderland. Government lawyers also argue in court papers that detainees such as Khan, previously held in CIA sites, have no automatic right to speak to lawyers because of the Military Commissions Act.
Yep.
Signed by President Bush last month, stripped them of access to U.S. courts. That law established separate military trials for terrorism suspects. So they've already begun to use the Military Commissions Act on these individuals. And you just wait. It's just going to be a matter of time before they use the Military Commissions Act on somebody right here within these borders, right here in the United States. It's just going to be a matter of time before they pick somebody up off the streets, throw them in a military brig and say, well, sorry, terrorism suspect, no access to a lawyer. You're going to be going on trial here, son. In about a few months' time, we're going to put you in this here military tribunal. Nope, you still don't get access to a lawyer. In fact, we're not even going to bring you into the tribunal. You can sit right here in this cage, and we'll have the lawyer in the trial there for you, and trust us, it'll be fair.
Yeah.
Just trust us. Sure, we're not going to allow the public in because it's a secret military tribunal, so nobody's really going to even know that you're being put on trial here, son, but trust us, we've got your best interest in mind.
Secret trials, secret police, secret evidence, secret courts. This doesn't sound like my America.
Not mine either. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is considering whether Guantanamo detainees have the right to challenge their imprisonment in U.S. courts. The government urged the judge to defer any decision on access to lawyers until the higher court rules. And so it just goes on. And they're going to continue to use the story, or they're going to continue to use the Military Commissions Act, this despicable, destructive act that has eliminated habeas corpus, has eliminated the body of evidence. You don't get to see it. If they got evidence against you, you don't get to see it. There's no...
Which, of course, you just have to assume they have evidence.
Right. And, of course,
evidence is what we hold people on. That's what we, you know, arrest them based on. That's what we convict them on. You can't see it.
Dorn says in the court papers that for lawyers to speak to former CIA detainees poses an unacceptable risk of disclosure. But detainee attorneys say they follow the protocol to the letter, and none has been accused of releasing information without government clearance. Captives who have spent time in secret prisons and their advocates say that have said the detainees were sometimes treated harshly with techniques that included waterboarding, which simulates drowning. Bush has declared that the administration will not tolerate the use of torture because if Bush says it, it must be true, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it comes out of George Bush's mouth, I mean, who could disbelieve a politician? But he is pressed.
You know, this waterboarding, it amazes me. No, in the Fifth Amendment, we're guaranteed no cruel and unusual punishment. And one of those unusual punishments that was not specifically named in the Bill of Rights, but essentially outlawed by the Bill of Rights, was ducking. This is what they did with the witches and the Salem witch hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They would put somebody in water and then pull them out and give them the opportunity to confess and then put them back in and still, drown them a little more and then pull them back out, give them the opportunity to confess. And essentially, I think we're doing the same thing. By the way, if they didn't confess, they drowned. And if they did confess, they were hung.
Right.
I think that's essentially the same thing we're doing here with this waterboarding. I mean, it's simulating drowning. I mean, the reason it's simulating drowning is because you can't breathe.
They're pouring water all over you while you're upside down.
It's momentary drowning.
It's drowning.
Yeah.
Drowning.
I can't say it properly.
In a separate court document filed last night, Khan's attorneys offered declarations from Khaled al-Masri, a released detainee who said he was held with Khan in a dingy CIA prison called the Salt Pit in Afghanistan. There, prisoners slept on the floor, wore diapers, and were given tainted water that made them vomit, Masri said. American interrogators treated him roughly, he said, and told him he was, quote, in a land where there were no laws, unquote. Khan's family didn't learn of his whereabouts until Bush announced his transfer in September, more than 3 years after he was seized in Pakistan. Can you imagine? Your family member just, poof, disappears, and you don't hear from him for 3 whole years until the President of the United States announces his
disappearance. We don't have any troops in Pakistan.
Okay.
How did they seize him? I'll tell you. They put a bounty out that said, we'll pay a bounty for every terrorist that you bring in. And these warlords in Afghanistan went about collecting their enemies and collecting bounties. This guy just made some warlord in Afghanistan mad. Who knows what he did?
Another brother.
And we're never going to know because we were not going to see any evidence of it.
The family said that Khan was staying with a brother in Pakistan when men who were not in uniform burst into the apartment late one night and put hoods over the head of Khan, his brother Muhammad, and his brother's wife. The couple's one-month-old son was also seized, because obviously he was in on it, too. Another brother, Mahmoud Khan, who has lived in the United States since 1989, said in an interview this week that the four were hustled into police vehicles and taken to an undisclosed location, where they were separated and held in windowless rooms. His sister-in-law and the baby did remain together, according to him. Muhammad said they were questioned repeatedly by men who identified themselves as members of Pakistan's intelligence service and others who identified themselves as U.S. officials. Muhammad's wife was released after 7 days. He was released after 3 months without charge. He was left on a street corner without explanation. 1-800-259-9231. When this starts happening here in the United States, are you going to come to the realization that it has gone too far? When more people begin to get picked up, and again, it happened to Jose Padilla a few years ago, but when it happens more often, and maybe it already is happening, we just don't know about it yet.
Secret police, secret courts.
When your friends and family members start to disappear, are you going to realize it's gone too far? Are you going to call for this to come to an end? Or are you going to say, thank you, government, thank you for keeping me safe? 800-259-9231, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up what you do want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you everything for free there, whether it be the bulletin board system, the map, the live streaming, archives. All on the house. Those are the radio talk show hosts. They want to charge you money for their websites. We give away more than what they charge for free at freetalklive.com.
What could be very well the largest radio talk show website in the world.
I have asked for somebody to suggest a better or a more comprehensive, larger radio talk show website. No one has ever made that suggestion to me.
Oh, I didn't suggest better. I just said bigger.
Bigger or better. I don't think there's anything bigger or better out there. Anyway, freetalklive.com, we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us. For instance, you can do it two ways. You can buy Free Talk Live branded stuff like T-shirts and hats and DVD classic archive collections all at store.freetalklive.com. That again, store.freetalklive.com. Now, for anything else you might need to purchase in life, I mean virtually anything, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Because if you enter Amazon through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com, then anything you buy, a percentage of it goes to Free Talk Live. You're going to do the shopping online anyway. I mean, if you've been online before, you've probably shopped at Amazon. You know they've got 35 categories of products, everything from books to DVDs, office products, sporting goods, apparel, to their brand new grocery store. You know that's a huge selection. You know they've got free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their items. And now you know that you can help Free Talk Live out by shopping through Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this guy, Mr. Khan. First name is, his brother's Mahmoud. His name is Majid. He's a 26-year-old, and he is being held in Guantanamo Bay at the moment. Now, how did he get to Guantanamo Bay? Well, him and his family and him were in Pakistan in 2003 when men who were not in uniform burst into the apartment late one night and put hoods over his head, his brother's head, and his brother's wife. They also took their one-month-old son with them as well. The wife was released within 7 days. Mahmoud was released after 3 months. And this other guy, his brother, is still being held in Guantanamo. Now, what's really interesting about this, and I'm glad I went all the way down in this story here, Mark, because it's going to give you an example of how they're going to work it when they start arresting people in this country, or more people, because they've already done it a couple times. Here's how it works. According to Muhammad, they said they were questioned repeatedly by men who identified themselves as Pakistan's intelligence service. Then, after 3 months, they left him on the street corner without explanation. Periodically, he said people who identified themselves as Pakistani officials contacted him and assured him that his brother would soon be released and that they ought not contact a lawyer or speak with the news media. Quote, "We had no way of knowing who had him or where he was," said Mahmoud at their family home outside of Baltimore. He said they complied with the request, meaning they didn't call a lawyer and they didn't talk to the news media because they believed anything else could delay his brother's release. Do you see how insidious this is?
I see how it is. Using him as a... hostage, essentially.
If they are picking people up off the streets in this country right now, and they can, as a result of the Military Commissions Act, a law that President Bush signed into effect last month, they can do this. It's legal now. It wasn't illegal before when they were doing it. It's legal now. You can better believe they're going to continue doing it. When they pluck you off the streets, Mark, and you disappear, they call up your wife and say, "Look, we've got your husband. You don't go to the media. You don't talk to a lawyer. And we're going to let him out soon." And maybe if she does go to the media, maybe if she does talk to a lawyer, maybe they will hold you for longer. Maybe that's true. It's certainly enough to scare someone into not doing anything and not talking about it.
You know, media attention didn't help Jose Padilla. He's still in jail. Still hasn't been shown any evidence against him.
In addition, Khan's family was under constant FBI surveillance from the moment of his arrest. Which is interesting because he was arrested in Pakistan. So his family in America was under surveillance at that same moment. Very calculated, Mark. They knew exactly what they were doing and who they were going after. The FBI raided their house the day after the arrest, removing computer equipment, papers, and videos. Each family member was questioned extensively and shown photographs of terrorism suspects that Mahmoud Khan said none of them recognized. For much of the next year, he said, they were followed everywhere. Does this sort of behavior really make you feel safe? 1-800-259-9231. For those of you out there that are turning to the government in hopes that they will keep you safe from the terrorists, is this making you feel safe?
You know what makes me feel unsafe is that we're going around the globe creating enemies. If we would just mind our own business, we wouldn't have to worry about all this terrorism stuff.
800-259-9231. Does this make you feel safe? 1-800-259-9231. As we go to Doug in Grand Rapids, listening on WTKG. Hello, Doug.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
great show.
Thanks. What's up?
Does it make me feel safe? No. I fully believe that we're creating more enemies around the world since we started doing this garbage that we've been doing the last 4 years.
Yeah, and soon we're going to be creating more enemies in this country as we start arresting more of our own.
Yeah, well, you know, you just got to trust George W. because he knows what to do. He knows what's right. You just got to trust the man. And when I hear that, I'm like, oh, Lord, help us.
I don't trust any of them.
We're going to get it.
I don't trust George W. I don't trust Ted Kennedy. I don't trust anybody in Washington, D.C.
Exactly. And unfortunately, George W. is the one at the head of the pack. And with the Military Commissions Act, you know, I believe it's him and the Secretary of Defense are the ones that wield all the power and need absolutely no reason to just say, take that one.
Technically, it is him, but what they do is they can form essentially a council. That's not the right word for it, but it's essentially like a board. He can appoint people to this board, and then the board decides who to go after and arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I called, just when this happened a couple weeks ago and he signed it in, and I was just appalled that it actually got that far without so many Americans standing up and saying, this just isn't right. You know, I envision George Bush using the Constitution like he would use toilet paper, which is pretty
vivid. Sure, it's just a GD piece of paper.
It's a pretty vivid and nasty-looking visual there, but that's how I envisioned him using the Constitution.
I'm actually surprised that you're surprised, Doug, because, I mean, really, most people don't even know that there's a Military Commissions Act.
Yeah, and that was the reason I called was just to say to everybody out there that's concerned about it, to have the conversation with your conservative friends, and I had this conversation, I said to him, I said, what would happen if somebody burned a flag, man? And I know this is a conservative friend of mine who would absolutely come unglued if somebody burned the flag. And
sure.
I said, the flag, that's a sacred thing. Yeah, that's important, but that doesn't even hold a candle to how sacred our Constitution is. And what George Bush is doing with the Constitution, why are conservatives just absolutely coming unhinged about this?
It's amazing to me.
He just shook his head like, well, it's necessary in the fight against terror. And I'm like, I'm so sick and tired.
Just repeat the talking points. That's all they do.
Exactly. Well, it's the brainwashing I've gotten from Rush and Sean and everybody else. And I appreciate the job you guys are doing to counter that brainwash.
Well, I just got the issue, this month's issue of Talkers Magazine, which is sort of an industry publication for talk radio people. And the front, the cover picture is a photo from the White House. President Bush has met with some of the top conservative talk show hosts America. He had them in like this roundtable discussion. And I mean, this is did President Clinton do that stuff? Maybe he did, but I certainly didn't know about it.
He's got his own special publicity corps, and they get their orders and they come. And fortunately, I don't listen to them. I try and think for myself. So.
We got to catapult the propaganda, Doug. Catapult it. That's what he's doing. He's just using these people to catapult his talking points and continue to brainwash this mindless public that'll just eat up anything that they're told by these talking heads. It doesn't. Yeah. Nobody thinks critically anymore.
No. Uh-uh.
Doug, thanks for the call, man.
I appreciate the job you guys are doing, and man, just everybody pay attention, because if we don't hold these people accountable, it's just going to get worse.
Doug, before you go, point of information, if you like the show, take a moment next week, contact your radio station, your local station there. For you, it's WTKG. Everybody else listening, call your local station, talk to the program director, and tell them thank you for putting Free Talk Live on their weekends or weeknights. And if we're not on weeknights, maybe you should ask for that. Doug, thank
you.
Well,
we got all sorts of good progressive radio on WTKG, and I make sure they know that I appreciate having that voice area. So.
You got to be careful, though, labeling Free Talk Live as progressive, because then you're going to lump us in with the other so-called progressive shows. But those people are progressing towards socialism, while Free Talk Live is progressing towards liberty. Doug, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. We are not conservative. We are not progressive. We are not hot talk. We're Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is on the way, Jane. Waiting patiently. And Mike as well, you guys, we will get to you if you're patient. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Ladies first, of course. 800-259-9231. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Hour 3's coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This country.